Jane Austen's Pride and Prejudice, first clue in the quiz today. We're looking for the English county where Mr. Darcy's country home, Pemberley, is located. Okay, that clue is kind of bait and switch. The real reason for taking you there today is scientific. This county is home to an amazing insect, the northern hairy wood ant. One estate there is home to some 50 million hairy ants, and unlike in other parts of Europe, these ants have spread their colonies out among numerous different nests, 1,000 nests on that estate alone. To better understand how and why the ants do this, researchers are going seriously high-tech. More about the tech, more about the ants, and of course, the answer coming up after the break. This is PRI. Back to Britain and the estate in the English countryside we told you about in our GeoQuiz. That's where some 50 million northern hairy wood ants are living in more than 1,000 nests. The estate is in the county of Derbyshire, the answer to our quiz. Northern hairy wood ants are a protected species in Britain, and Sam Ellis, a researcher at the University of York, is leading a unique effort to study their movements. Next summer, he hopes to track some of those ants in Derbyshire by electronically tagging them. Ellis is getting a head start by trying to tag the ants in the lab, which he says is no easy task.
Well, I've got these small radio tags. It looks like a little chip, and I glue them to the back of the ants. So I pick them up with one hand, dab the glue on with a matchstick, put the tag on, and then push it down, then put them in solitary confinement for a couple of hours, and then let them go.
Is this the first time this kind of technology has been used on ants?
No, it's the first time it's going to be used in the wild, outside, as it were. It's been used several times in the laboratory.
So what benefits will using this technology have? What more do you hope to learn about it?
Well, the advantage of this technology is that it gives each ant an individual ID. So you can say, this is ant 001, this is ant 002, etc. And what it allows you to get is a very fine level of detail when you're looking at the ant behavior. So you can see which ants are going where and how they're building up these big colony-level behaviors at the level of the individual ants.
Wow. So what's so fascinating about this species, the northern hairy wood ant?
The species is very important in woods in much of Europe, and especially in northern England. And they're important because they are the main predator of invertebrates in the ecosystem.
And what does it feed on? What does it chase? What does it hunt?
They're farmers in many ways. About 60 to 80% of their food comes from, they have farms of aphids up in the trees, in much the same way as we have, you know, cows. And aphids are drinking tree sap, and tree sap is very strong and sugary, and they can't process it all, so they excrete the excess, and the ants collect this excess and take it, so a very strong sugary substance, to take it back to power most of the energy in the nest. And what in return, they protect these aphids from, you know, predators, anything that might be eating them, to maintain their food supply.
So a truly symbiotic relationship.
Very much so, yeah.
Now, you said earlier that the ant is found all over Europe. Well, how much different is the northern hairy wood ant behavior in the UK from other parts where it's found?
The behavior I'm specifically studying is a thing where one ant colony is actually split between several nests, and there are ants walking between the nests, and so there are several nests connected, and that's how they're living. But they do that in England, but they don't do it, for example, in Switzerland, and it's the same species, but no one knows why they're doing this different thing in different places. And understanding how they're doing it should give clues about why they're doing it and why they do different things in different places.
Sam Ellis with the University of York in Britain. Thank you very much.
No worries.
If you want to see how Sam Ellis tags those ants, visit us online at theworld.org. We've got pictures and even a video.